Hello, my name is Nick Argyris, and every week on You Don't Know Lit, we select a theme like talking animals or fun robots. And my friends Ian and Joe, two high school English teachers, bring a book they think I should read.
I'm Joe Holshue, I'm a high school English teacher, and Nick, if you're looking for an unputdownable book, I would recommend Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
I'm Dr. Ian DeYoung, I'm a high school English teacher, and Nick, if you're looking for a book with talking animals, I think you should read The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham.
How many books have you read? Just like total. Like, so you read Slaughterhouse-Five, so that's one. Are there more?
Count them. Slaughterhouse-Five, one.
And Hemingway has a great response, and he says, "Poor Faulkner, does he really think that big emotions come from big words? He thinks I don't know the $10 words. I know them all, right? But there are older and simpler and better words, and those are the ones I use."
Join us every Monday for Breakthrough Literary Criticism.
The painting, which has his soul, actually Horcruxes. It is kind of like Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
When was this book written?
Gosh. 1890 something.
95? So just about the same time as Harry Potter.
More or less. influence.
Would you like a fun fact about Mark Twain?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Yes.
His real name was Samuel Clemens.
If you look closely enough, every author was at some point a racist.
Maybe that's the promo right there. Welcome to You Don't Know Lit, the electric hug for your ears.
It's like a book club and a fight club had a podcast baby.